My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get their work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Wednesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you until, we're actually with you till 8 a.m. this morning. This is our last 2-hour training camp show today, even though we're in studio. The Texans are traveling up to Canton, Ohio to play in the Hall of Fame game tomorrow. We had our last training camp practice yesterday here in Houston until the evening practice on August the 11th, Sunday. They're going to be in Ohio for the time being.
I had somebody ask me the other day why you haven't been there in the mornings. This is somebody who listens at like 8:30 a.m. And I just let it go. I didn't want to address it, but I think...
Why I haven't been there?
By you.
Me.
He said, hey, Seth, how come Sean hasn't been there in the mornings?
At practice?
No. During the show.
Oh, okay.
When we're not on.
Okay.
This is why I'm explaining to you. It doesn't make sense because I haven't been there either
from
8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And I guess the only thing I could figure was that they think John Harris is me or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah,
they didn't ask why I wasn't there. Or maybe they just don't care about me. They were like, finally, they got rid of you, but why is Sean not there?
Okay. Well, good news. The confusion and the conundrum ends starting today, because today's the last 8 a.m. show. Last 8 a.m. ending for training camp here. And then just on Mondays till like February.
These two new pitchers for the Astros haven't done squat for us, Sean. I'm waiting.
Kikuchi and Caleb Ferguson.
Yeah. Obviously, they haven't had an opportunity.
They get here today, I think. I think they arrived today. So how are you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm good. I'm feeling good going into the first preseason game. This is the first time in a long time I've actually been excited about a first preseason game. And it's an add-on to boot where even fewer starters, etc., will probably be playing in this game. Caleb Williams won't be playing, everybody. So we won't get to indoctrinate Caleb Williams into the NFL. So the Bears likely not playing a lot of starters either. But because this is a deeper team than we've had in several years, I think, that I'm genuinely excited about watching Jawar Jordan. I don't know if Damian Pierce will play or not, but I'd be excited to see him. I'm excited as hell for Tank Dell. Or excuse me, for John Mechie. Especially because when John Mechie has made some of his nice catches in this camp, it's been delivered by Davis Mills. So yeah. The glow up for Davis Mills, where we end up trading him for a second round pick after Matthew Stafford gets injured, it starts tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night is the road to trading Davis Mills.
For a late first round pick.
Yep.
Maybe two.
A late first round pick.
Yes.
Boy. His value just went up a lot in the last 8 seconds.
I've been negotiating. I'm Dana Brown negotiating. Yeah. I'm saying I'm not leaving this room until I guess the opposite.
Yeah. Till I give up three prospects.
Him saying I'm not going to get off the phone until we get a deal done, that doesn't feel like a strong bargaining stance.
He needs to read a negotiation.
That really feels like I'll do anything.
Yeah.
I'll do anything.
You've got me over a barrel.
Yeah.
So, Matt Eberflus, the coach of the Bears, has already said he's not playing any of his starters. D'Amico's not as transparent. I think we've got the audio ready. Yesterday at the end of the press conference, I felt like D'Amico Ryans never gets testy in press conferences ever. Mm-hmm. And by normal person standards, I don't think he was testy yesterday, but by D'Amico standards,
It
felt like, guys, stop asking me who's going to play in the Hall of Fame game. Here's D'Amico Ryans at the end of yesterday's press conference when he was pressed on who's going to play on Thursday night.
You guys all see who play on Thursday. I'm not going through a list of who's playing, who's not playing. I'm not going through that list. You guys will see on Thursday who steps out there.
Are we there yet? Jeez. Stop asking me if we're there yet.
Did he throw the podium onto the ground after that? He picked up the podium and threw it to the ground.
I was like, man, I was there. I was watching it. I'm like, wow, this is like, by normal person standards, he's just being very calm and answering this. But I think like after a year of him being the head coach and being at press conferences or at least watching most of them, I feel like I kind of speak fluent D'Amico. I'm like, I think he's a little agitated with us right now.
The D'Amico version of coach speak is always very subtle. We heard it the other day when he was talking about the offensive line.
Yeah.
And he came as close as he could to just saying, yeah, this ain't it. He wouldn't usually be negative about anybody or any position group necessarily, but he just talked about how they need cohesiveness. They need to.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know, and they've had to shuffle guys in and out. But I don't think D'Amico's feeling any better about the offensive line than we are right this moment.
And
I'm not panicking because there are things they can do to remedy the current situation. They're out there. The Texans offense is trying to run all their different personnel groupings, all their different packages and everything. I would just say that if you had to step out for a regular season game with this offensive line, with Blake Fisher playing left tackle, especially right now, people would be frustrated because they would feel like CJ's not letting him cook because they'd have to have two tight ends. They'd have to have a fullback. They need extra bodies in there to pass protect like they did last year. So in trying not to get CJ's brain ejected out of his right ear, they by a careening defensive tackle, mm-hmm. they'll have to do some things. But it is still early, and a lot of the issues on the O-line, a lot of them have been mental, missed assignments, stuff like that. And when you've got three young guys from center to left guard to left tackle, you're going to get that early in camp. So I'm not panicking, but it's an area of concern. DEFCON 3.
Is that your biggest area of concern after 10 practices, the offensive line?
I would say offensive line.
Do you have any major concerns about this team?
I don't have major concerns, but I guess one of my most... I guess I'm still waiting to see with bated breath about just what Dameon Pierce looks like when tackle football starts. I think the slot corner position, where Jalen Petrie has been out there with the ones and also working some safety the entire time, I don't think him playing out there in these first couple weeks has been...
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Confirmation that, oh yeah, he's the guy, the number one guy. I think they're just trying to throw him into the pond and see if he can swim. And also get him up to speed. You know, get him as many reps as possible versus Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, and those guys. But, I mean, right now, your nickel cornerback, that third corner that comes in on nickel, I mean, like, Dez King was cut during training camp last year, came back and did some good things for you during the regular season. Jalen Petrie was benched late in the year last year as a safety. I don't want to just kind of whistle past the graveyard on this. That position is more unsettled than I think some people are feeling like it is.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Petrie just doesn't move like a cornerback.
Right.
You put somebody down there in the slot, it's a cornerback who just, you know, I mean, the safety's going to go down there. You go do it at times, but it depends on personnel groupings and everything.
Someone said this yesterday to me. It might have been you as we were wrapping up the show, but, like, Petrie's closer to being a linebacker than he is a cornerback.
Right,
on how he plays around the line of scrimmage.
Right, except for the tackling part, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's willing to fling himself and everything into else. A tackle. Yeah. Right, they can use him creatively, and when they're playing zone, it doesn't matter as much. It's just, like, I don't look at him like, oh, yeah, they figured it out. Yeah. This is their lockdown guy. It's going to be he's going to be moving around all over the place where they see fit.
I'm guessing all the rookies will play in this game, even the ones that have been running with the ones in camp. Like, I'm guessing Kamari Lassiter and Blake Fisher get some reps in this Hall of Fame
game. I
would
like them to. I mean, even as a veteran, I always liked to at least get a few reps just to get – you get up to speed faster.
Sure.
Game speed's faster than – practice speed, no matter who you're going against.
Yep.
And I understand the paramount importance these days is you want to limit injuries as much as possible. But man, we've seen so many teams through these last few years, just like good teams that end up sucking in the first month after they haven't played a single starter all preseason long.
Because they've been load managing the preseason.
Right, yeah. So injuries matter, but you know, you do only have 17 football games.
Yeah.
Remember they did, even with J.J. Watt and Vince Wilfork that one year, where those guys barely did anything at all. Wilfork especially came along really slowly.
Yeah, he did.
And I felt like, all right, man, 5 to 10 snaps in a game and seeing game speed doesn't, it's not that cataclysmic an injury risk.
Yeah, the borderline guys who I think, and when I say borderline, I mean like borderline starters, because I think you could list 25 guys off the depth chart that aren't going to even dress for the game tomorrow. And there's some obvious ones. C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, you know, obviously Laremy Tunsil hasn't even practiced yet. He's not going to dress, I'm sure. I would guess Tytus Howard may not dress for the game. Guys like that. But there's certain guys that I want to see play that I think may not. Like Dameon Pierce, I think may not play. Yeah. I want to see Dameon Pierce play. You brought up Mechie. I think there's a chance Mechie doesn't play because he's missed a couple practices and they brought him along slowly even 2 years after the cancer treatments. I'd like to see Petrie at nickel for a few series
because
I don't think he's going to play.
Yeah,
because he's a starter.
I don't want them to pull a Bill O'Brien on this and just kind of overestimate the guys they have on the roster. Remember, O'Brien would have these rock solid. That's our starter all training camp long. And then the 1 year, especially after they opened up on Monday night versus the Saints, the next day, like six guys lost their starting position.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to diagnose and assess a little bit during camp, and the preseason games are one of the best ways to do it.
Yep, no doubt about it. I would say two others that are listed as starters, like Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs, I think should get reps in this game.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. They need real-time action.
Yes.
I do feel with Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green, and I think Juice Scruggs is maybe further along in some respects than Kenyon Green as far as how I feel about him just starting on day one. But I think that those guys, there is an element of when you've got young offensive linemen going versus veteran defensive linemen day after day after day, the defensive linemen are way better at practicing against their own guys. Mm-hmm. The veterans are. They know the tricks of the trade. They know what your weaknesses are. They know the offense really well. So when you practice against the same offense over and over again, you start to get a feel for their calls at the line.
Oh, yeah.
You figure out what the protection's going to be. You get a feel for the rhythm of the snap count sometimes, which is that's one thing that I'm guessing CJ talks to those guys about that. Some quarterbacks don't care. David Carr, early in his career, had a tell on when the snap was coming. We would tell him about that tell. We would tell him about we would tell the offensive coordinator about that tell.
And
they'd give you like a dumb look like, oh, okay.
Just keep doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, CJ doesn't strike me as that kind of guy.
You know who knew about that tell in David Carr's second career ever?
Who?
One Junior Seau. So
that's a bad guy.
Yeah, after we beat the Cowboys in the opening game, Junior Seau had some film, and it got ugly. It got really, really ugly.
Bad guy to give the answers to the test, too. Yeah, bad guy.
I just, every time CJ talks about how much they talk to the other side of the ball and everything, I get so jealous because there were a couple years in the really bad years for the Texans where we would try to tell stuff to the offense, and they would just look at us like they'd tranquilized heifers.
Yeah,
they would have this glossed over look in their eyes, like they just weren't even listening, and it was really, really frustrating.
Yeah, probably could have won a few more games, man, if they were listening to that stuff. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, off and running on a Wednesday. We're back in studio today, Texans Hall of Fame game tomorrow night, 7:00. Seth and I have you for pregame starting at 4:00 tomorrow. All right,
real quick. Yeah. I want to address a text. Somebody says, can you read that for me?
Can we do it on the other side?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's about Jarrett Patterson.
Yeah.
This guy's been annoying me because I've answered him three times on air, and now I'm going to block him after this, but I'll address
Let's do it on the other side about the center position. Andre Johnson was in attendance at the Astros game. It was Andre night at the Astros game last night. He revealed something I have not heard Andre say about getting drafted by the Texans. We'll have that, and we'll get you all up to speed on the culmination of the trade deadline yesterday. How does the Kikuchi trade stack up compared to the other guys that got moved on the trade deadline? That is next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.